Did Khloe Kardashian shade Halle Berry? The internet says yes.
Ooh. Plus, we're going naked thirst trapping with Nicki Minaj and Paris Jackson.
Yeah.
And later, we're going to expand your vocabulary when we tell you how to say it in black. But first, what you got, Chewy?
All right, guys, it looks like Brad Pitt's friends just love talking to us weekly, y'all. But good news for Sherry, he wants love.
Oh, he wants love.
Yes, he does. A source close to Brad told Us Magazine he wants to find that special someone to be with long term. The trouble is that he hates the process and how he can't even step out for a friendly coffee without being gossiped about. So, wow, that must suck, Sherry.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you date the little young girls that just got out of grade school, they want to go everywhere and they want to be seen.
Right.
But when you go out with a grown-ass woman,
true,
she's like, come over for coffee. We don't ever have to go out. Okay. A grown-ass woman know the places to go,
right,
where you're not going to be photographed.
Right,
yes,
right.
The low-key spots.
Right.
Yes.
The dark alleys. Yes.
Yes. A dim lit corner with some nice low ambiance, low lighting.
That's what I'm talking about.
But Sherry, if you were dating Brad Pitt, could you keep that on the DL? Could
Hell
you?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Grown.
Why would you tell anybody that, honey? You keep that one to yourself.
Chewy, that's the thing. I'm telling you, grown women don't be talking because we know. Mm. We know about longevity. You can go do whatever you want, but we low key. It goes with grown women.
Yeah, you get you somebody that's used to some fame, you know?
And used to some stuff. Mm, I know absolutely. About tinted windows.
Tinted windows. Wow.
Y'all don't know nothing about no tinted windows.
Sherry fogging up the tinted windows.
All right.
It's like a scene out of the Titanic.
Right. Hello. Got to work.
All right, y'all. Last night was the Masked Singer and another competitor went home. Mm. Actually, I should say two because it was like a married couple in a banana split costume. Check it out.
All right.
Singer, songwriter, actress Kathy McPhee is 16-time Grammy Award winning David Foster.
Oh my God!
No!
All right, now David is also a singer, but he only played the piano on the show. What do you think about that choice?
It was a high shelf choice of people to pick. I would have never thought that it was them inside that costume.
Did
no,
I.
Not
Me
the
either.
Fosters. I Me mean, neither. He could buy the show as rich as he is.
Okay.
So, I'm like, girl.
I wonder if they fought on the way home. Like, because somebody has to take the blame for their fall. Like, we should have won the whole thing. We're so talented.
But, David, couldn't you tell that half of that banana split moved a little bit more slowly?
Yeah.
Than the other half of the banana split?
Yes.
You know, the other
character was breaking.
Yeah, you know,
and the banana was like a little robot. Like,
it's like a 20, 30 year age difference. That's what I'm talking about. That half of that banana split looked like that needs some Big Gay.
Yeah. That was the melted ice cream side.
Yeah. That banana was moving a little geriatrically.
A little geriatric
somebody action.
Somebody get it. I can't go, what's wrong
that
with
banana
the banana?
That too right. Almost right in the
But you think maybe, because they canceled. We were supposed to be interviewing them today, y'all. Oh. And they canceled out. I wonder if they thought, you know, they didn't know about Gary.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Because I was going to talk about Miss Yolanda, honey. I didn't got my little
You don't want no banana here with no salad grapes.
I think that ride home didn't go too well.
That's why we can't have nice things. That's
Gary,
why
we can't be losing interviews.
Yeah.
Okay, Gary, you are going to have to take it easy on the Kardashians for a while. Especially my girl, Khloe, because she's been going through it with this whole Tristan Thompson baby scandal, okay? She's going through it. So fans noticed that Khloe looked real uninterested while at the People's Choice Award doing Halle Berry's acceptance speech for People's Icon Award. And they called her out for it.
Yes, they did.
Yep. So, Chewy, one fan tweeted, okay, who saw that I don't care sort of look on Khloe Kardashian when Halle Berry was on stage? Not cool, man. But Khloe, she had this whole vulnerable moment and she responded, that's disappointing. My face gave that expression. Halle Berry is such a force. Absolutely stunning and beyond talented. To be honest, I'm barely in my own body right now. Please, don't read into anything. Mm. Also, please, don't tear me apart because you assume something.
She really isn't in her own body because it's a whole new body.
Ooh. Oh, no. Chewy.
That's messy, what? Chewy.
What? It's the truth.
You back today. You just messy.
It's the truth.
You throwing that shade.
Some
you
of
back.
The body parts
Welcome
got
back, Chewy.
Yeah, but she should think right though, Sherry. Y'all sitting there acting like y'all crazy. My thing is this. Now, when you're at an award show or anything of the sort, honey, you know the camera is looking at you, honey.
Right.
Why are you sitting there, honey, shaking your head going while Hallie is giving a heartwarming speech and you sitting there acting like you're just so unbothered? I don't blame people.
Well, you
honey,
know what, Gary? Sometimes I beg to differ, Gary, because sometimes when you're at those award shows, you'll see the camera that's directly close on you in your face, and then you'll know to smize and do whatever you're going to do. But if it's a faraway lens somewhere that's set and you don't know a camera's going to be on you, she wouldn't do that if a camera was in her face and she knows
it. These new cameras is good. They could have shot her from the parking lot.
Okay. Right.
That camera could have been in Belize.
That camera was in the lobby or something.
Yeah. Right. Sir. You know, and also, when you're going through heartbreak, you're not even present. Okay. So she probably wanted to be distracted by going to the award show, but she's trying to figure out, is it true? Is it not true?
Right.
She's scrolling, looking at her social media because we can see she reads it all the time.
It's true.
So I think she just wasn't there.
Kim got her award, so why in the hell she did it to Hallie, honey, so she didn't do it to Kim?
I don't think it was intentional, Gary.
Yeah. Has your resting bitch face ever gotten you in trouble? Because I say a lot with my face and my expressions, so I could say it's gotten me in a lot of trouble. What about you guys?
Gets me in trouble all the time.
Are you? Really?
Yeah, because I don't smile. I'll be, like, thinking behind my head, and I stop smiling, and then people think that I'm being mean or condescending, and I'm not. I'm just thinking behind my face. Huh. What about you, Brad? Because you can have that face.
Yeah,
so you're not quite sure.
Yeah, when I'm even not trying to, that eyebrow go up like.
Well, all right, scholars, it's time to teach our fans of the lesser melanated population out there how to say some things in black.
Now, the
good peeps over at the Shade Room posted a tweet that someone wrote that said, how do you say somebody's stupid but in black? And he said, if I go first, if you like it, I love it. Then you know the floodgates was open, and yo, we came through with the shadiest ways to call somebody stupid in the comments, man. It was on and popping from that moment on. One person wrote, the elevator stuck. It don't go to the top floor. Then another person came through with the classic auntie shade. Couldn't be me. And you're better than me. And then somebody else came through with the ultimate shady rebuttal.
Okay.
As long as you're happy.
That's it. Right there.
Now, and I think we're probably like one of the shadiest groups of people ever assembled on a live television show. How do you tell somebody that they're stupid and black?
Huh. Oh, man, I always go, ooh, God bless you. Then God bless you. Get them every time.
I say bless your heart. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Right,
oh, that's precious. That's precious.
Beautiful house, but nobody's home, honey.
Oh.
I'll just tell somebody, do you really believe that?
Oh,
you call them precious. I hate to say it, but like an ugly baby. You'd be like, oh, she's so precious.
You know what I say to people? If I don't like somebody's acting job and I got to compliment them, I go, ooh, your acting, it was so specific.
If you ever tell me that, I'm going to cry.
You say that to me when you saw the play.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting choice you used there for that scene.
Up next, Lizzo is ready to risk it all for a sip of the champagne poppy. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, it looks like Lizzo is shooting her shot at Drake again for the 100th time.
Hey.
So Lizzo was covering Erykah Badu's Tyrone and switched up the lyrics to give an explicit shout out to her crushes Drake and Chris Evans. Take a look.
Maybe I should call Chris Evans.
I love Lizzo. Did y'all like how Lizzo remixed the song, or was it disrespectful to Erykah Badu?
She always be having fun with it. You know what I mean? She in a vibe.
And Erykah's got a good sense of humor. I don't think she'll be bothered at all.
Yeah, but she should make her own song then and put up. Don't copy Erykah Badu's. Erykah worked hard to make that song,
well,
and we all love Tyrone.
Everybody does that.
Everybody does that, Gary.
And we know it from front to back. It's a compliment.
And we know it's fun.
I say keep shooting your jumper, girl, because you'll never know if you're going to make that shot.
But Sherry, if you could remix any Erykah Badu song like Lizzo did, which song would it be?
Oh, Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hey, hello, hello.
Yeah. Put your
come on, Trevor. Noah, Noah, Noah.
Trevor Noah?
Yes.
Who made that song?
Wow. Yeah. When did that happen?
Maybe when you was gone. That's why your ass should have been here, Chewy.
Mine is, I can make you put your phone down.
I can make you put your phone down.
Hey. Call
I can make
Chewy.
You put your phone down.
Call him.
Well, all right, it's time for...
Thursday with the Stars.
Do it like it'll be there, baby. Now, Queen Onika, a.k.a. Nicki Minaj's birthday was yesterday, and she took to social media to celebrate her special day with some photos appropriately dressed in her birthday suit. And
wow.
The caption said, say happy birthday to the bad guy.
Mm.
Ah. I don't even think we need to ask, is this thirst trapping or not, Jeff? Because
this is thirst trapping times a million. Yes, she looks amazing. Trap.
She got a child and a husband. You don't do nothing like that. After you get a
Gary,
that's how you get a child
good.
And a husband.
Go ahead,
but
Gary.
She already got a child and a husband. You're a certain age, and Beyonce
matter.
Would never do
it
that.
It doesn't matter.
Gary.
You still want
you
your
look
sexy.
Good, and you yes. showing it till you can't no more. Okay?
Yes.
When I saw these pictures yesterday, I broke my phone, and it wasn't because it dropped.
Oh. All right, well, Paris Jackson also went completely nude for a moon circle with her girlfriends. She showed herself in her purest form, literally, and sat with her friends around the arrangement of candles and cauldrons with the caption, bathing in love, purity, and sisterhood. Is this thirst trapping, y'all? This is kind of culty. I like it.
Yes. It's a little Witches of Eastwick
yes,
kind of
right?
vibe.
Kinda
it's a little The Craft.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It's a little Eyes Wide Shut.
Light
as
a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a little crafty.
So, hey, Frank, this is what you do when you're on your retreats?
I wish.
Yes, it does.
This has never happened at an ayahuasca retreat that I've been to.
HK just naked around the fire.
I can't
take it. Yeah, I can see it.
Look, if HK is laying there around naked around the fire, I want to go ayahuasca, too.
Ayahuasca?
All right, you guys. So every woman needs an easy go-to look that elevates an outfit instantly. Well, Tahari Designer Knit Ponchos classic design has been a staple in women's closets for years, and you cannot beat the convenience. Simply throw it on and you're good to go.
Oh, I could use this. I mean, what colors do they come in?
Well, Gary, it's available in 3 colors, black, tan, and navy, and available in 1 size. Fits most. Plus, you will be cozy while looking cool, with the fabric around the neck providing additional warmth, and the fringes at the bottom add detail.
So how much do they cost?
Well, usually these ponchos have been seen as high as $48. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
$19.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, let's check in with Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlock on Fox. So, Jason, is that Carmen with you today?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. We're back with an all-new episode of Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored with Jason Lee. And baby, Common is on the show, and he is sounding off on the breakup between him and A-list actress Tiffany Haddish. That's all going down tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxhole.tv.
Up next, Rebel Wilson airs out the naysayers who were against her weight loss journey. We'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Rebel Wilson is looking good these days, but the actress said Hollywood really wasn't feeling her weight loss. During an interview, Rebel said when she decided to get her body tight and right, her own team was against it.
Wow.
It'd be the ones closest to you. She said, yep. I got a lot of pushback from my own team here in Hollywood when I said, like, I feel like I'm really going to physically transform and change my life. And they were like, why? Why would you want to do that? Because I was earning millions of dollars being a funny fat girl and being that person. You know, and Sherry, you know, you out there operating in Hollywood. Usually Hollywood glorifies the skinny and modelist types of bodies. Are you shocked that she got pushback from her crew?
I'm absolutely not shocked. If you're making $1 million being the funny fat girl, your agent gets 10% of that. Your manager gets 10%.
Wow, that's right.
Your business manager gets 5%. Your lawyer gets 5%. They're losing money,
man,
because they don't know if you're going to be able to be a... Because once you lose all that weight, then you can step into like being a leading woman.
Right.
I'm sure they didn't know if Rebel Wilson was going to be able to step into that role of being a leading woman.
Man, so, if you pay me millions of dollars for a movie, I'll be a fat, funny girl. All right? So, Hollywood, if you're watching this, hit me up, all right? I'm ready.
You're going to be Chewita.
Chewita.
Oh, Chewita. But Sherry, you lost weight and stuff, and you still funny.
Why'd you pause?
Yeah.
There was a pause there,
yes,
Gary.
Yes, there was.
There was a pause. Was that sincere? Do you really think Shay
I've never seen a semicolon in real life. Like, Shay was a live semicolon.
All right. Michael Sheen is giving all his coins away, y'all. The actor has become a nonprofit actor and will donate the majority of his earnings to social causes.
What? Excuse me?
What the hell's going on? He said, I've realized the last few years that I want to be one of those people who help other people the way so many people helped me. I don't want to be just one of those, just be someone who enjoys the fruits of what other people have done and then pull the drawbridge up and go, well, I'm all right, Jack. I've had a nice time.
Okay,
wow.
Can I just say this?
Say this, say it.
Okay, first of all, with brown folks like us, the people that we help is our family.
Exactly.
We come back and we gotta help our family.
We have to help everybody.
I'm gonna have to talk any bodies. We don't be taking no money and saying we gonna be nonprofit because we got auntie who put money in
her. Listen,
yes. We got the cousins.
Primas,
we got our mama.
Tias.
Thank you, the Tias. We got
abuelitas.
We helping that got our last name.
And then you got that one cousin that calls you up out of nowhere. Yo, I saw you at Dish Nation. I'm your cousin. What's up?
You got that cousin calling you. Can you put some money on my books?
Yes. Chewy, first I want to start with, who the hell's Michael Sheen? I know Charlie, and I know...
He's got, like...
Is the other Sheen?
He's a great actor. He's a great actor. No, he's not one of the Sheens. He's okay. A different Sheen.
I know Charlie Martin and Oil Sheen. I don't know Mike Sheen. Yeah.
and I know Afro Sheen. That's it. That's the only Sheen I know.
Me too.
That's it.
Yeah, no.
All right, guys. Our friend Andrew Freund is in London, darling, all week for the ultimate James Bond experience in celebration for the film No Time to Die coming to Blu-ray. Follow along on our Instagram for all the unforgettable moments happening across the pond.
Well, speaking of unforgettable, this little pill will make it hard for you to forget anything. Ooh. We'll get into all that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, so nobody wants to lose their memory, right?
No.
Right. You know, people take fish oil, Jenko Paloma, stuff like that to prevent it. But now there's something else you can take.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, a recent study found that Viagra may prevent Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What?
The study said that regular users of those blue diamonds, as Gary likes to call them, had a 69% lower chance of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's 69. Over the next 6 years.
Right.
Can women take them?
Huh?
Can women take it?
Yo, can women take it?
Yeah, because they don't want Alzheimer's.
Do women take Viagra?
I don't know. They just make your nipples hard.
I didn't know it was just for men. Can take Viagra.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be a horny sex machine, but I can remember everything.
You
and you know
so
that
too.
Viagra medication be making your heart pump fast.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't. It actually calms you down. It calms me down, and it gets everything else going.
Why do you need Viagra? I just took one.
I took one night.
You don't even need Viagra.
I know, but I took one night. I wanted to impress her. All right?
In the streets, we call that the first impression.
Thank you, brother. Miss Helen wrote the song, Wake Me Up, I Don't Want a Minute Man. So let him take them Viagras.
But can you imagine how wild it's about to be in these old folks home, especially if they get glow-in-the-dark condoms. They're going to be having lightsaber fights with each other. Like, oh, man.
My God.
That's cute.
No.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.